bloodlust. We're seeing something very dangerous emerge from the emotional reaction to the Hamas terrorism attacks on innocent Israeli civilians, including children and women, elderly, and men as well. The attacks were gruesome, bloody, inhumane. I mean, animalistic, barbaric. They chopped off the heads of babies. They shot civilians in their homes. I mean, it's difficult to find the words to describe the level of barbarism that they displayed. And unfortunately, now what we are seeing among, including many in alternative media, is pure bloodlust. And what is bloodlust? That is when rationality has been thrown out the window and it's just kill, kill, kill. We're now seeing many, many calls for the mass slaughter of Palestinian civilians who had nothing to do with this. Palestinian women and children and elderly and sick people in Palestinian hospitals in the Gaza Strip, for example. And we are now seeing Israel engage in its militaristic reaction to the Hamas horrors. Israel is now full on bloodlust. They've said, I mean, the officials, Netanyahu and others, Gallant, have said, essentially, there will be no negotiations, this is war, and that they are going to slaughter Palestinians, and they've shut off their food and water, electricity and fuel to the entire Gaza Strip, and then the Israeli military bombed the only escape route to Egypt, so that 2 million Palestinians are essentially trapped in Gaza, trapped and now about to be slaughtered by the Israeli military on a bloodlust campaign that can only be described as genocide, ethnic cleansing. The aim of Netanyahu and the Israeli military right now is very clear. Their aim is the complete wipeout of the Palestinian people, actual dictionary definition ethnic cleansing, to eliminate these people from the planet and to do so by force, by starvation, by disease, by dehydration, by literally any means at their disposal. This is bloodlust, and alternative media, certain publishers and personalities and aggregate news websites are celebrating this, and you can see it in their words. You can see them celebrating, you know, calling for all Palestinian people to burn in hell for eternity, to suffer. They want them to suffer for eternity. Celebrating, you know, look at the pigs, the Hamas pigs being blown up, and just cheerleading death as if it were a Sunday afternoon football game on the NFL. Like, go, 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 our team is winning. No, but this is a slaughter. And it's not just a slaughter of those responsible for these actions, which I can understand. I can understand killing those who took part in this. I can understand that. Those people who carried out this Hamas terrorist attack against Israel, absolutely those people should be found and they should be given a trial, and they should be executed if they are found to be complicit in this. I still believe in due process, but if they were part of this, they should be executed. No question, no argument there. But what about the 2 million other civilian Palestinians who were not part of these attacks? They are being slaughtered. And as I record this, it appears to be just hours away from Israel launching a ground assault on Gaza. And Israeli officials have announced they are no longer going to allow Gaza to engage in, to have self-rule. What does that mean? It means that Israel is going to turn the entire Gaza Strip into a giant police state prison camp where Palestinian citizens are oppressed, I mean, even more than they have been, but Palestinian citizens would have apparently no rights whatsoever, no right to gather, no right to speak, no right to exist. It would all be dictated by the Israelis, who want them all dead. Can you imagine being enslaved by a nation that has declared that your people should be exterminated? Because that's what is about to happen. And I am very alarmed by the bloodlust that I am witnessing among many people in alternative media who apparently have strong ties to Israel, which I understand. And yet they have lost all rationality. They've lost their humanity. They are calling for murder, murder, murder. Hamas cut off the heads of Israeli children. At least that's what's being reported. And I think that's true. So what, in response now, independent media people are going to call for Israel to slaughter infants of Palestinians? Does that make it all okay? And, you know, it needs to be said, what the Third Reich did to the Jews, Israel is now doing to Palestine. Think about that. Israel is committing a Holocaust. And you can argue, you can get emotional, you can troll, whatever, doesn't change the fact that that's exactly what's happening. Doesn't change the fact. Israel is committing a Holocaust. Because when you designate an ethnic group of people as inferior beings who must be exterminated from the planet, that's what Adolf Hitler did. That's what, well, essentially Stalin did. That's what Pol Pot did. And that's what Israel is doing right now. And it is wrong when anybody does it. It is wrong. It is morally wrong. It is a violation of United Nations war conventions, by the way. It is illegal to cut off the water, power, food, and fuel to a civilian population of millions of people. That is illegal. That is a war crime by definition. And that is what Israel has proudly announced. Gallant, defense minister, secretary of defense, I don't know his exact title, but Gallant, he said it. He said, no food, no water, no electricity. I forgot how to say that in his local language. But that's what he's saying. Here's the question. Are Western nations like the United States of America going to support genocide against the Palestinian civilians? Because it appears that that's exactly what's going to happen. It appears that the United States military is going to use its naval power, which includes cruise missiles, to aid the Israelis as they carry out a genocidal ethnic cleansing slaughter in Gaza against Palestinian civilians, and that the United States military wants to be part of that, has decided to be part of that, which means U.S. taxpayers are funding genocide. You understand? An eye for an eye, as the saying goes, and before long, the whole world is blind. Right now, the world is blind, blinded by bloodlust. Rationality thrown out the window. Negotiations, not possible. Diplomacy, not even considered. It is now, well, I guess diplomacy through violence, which is exactly what Chairman Mao believed in. Clausewitz type of philosophies, diplomacy through violence. This is what Israel stands for now. I am very disturbed. You know, vengeance is a very dangerous emotion to act upon. Very dangerous. Because it leads to escalations of violence and spirals of death and retaliation that in this case can ensnare countries like Turkey, Lebanon, groups like Hezbollah, Syria, Damascus, Jordan, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, the United States, maybe the Saudis, maybe Russia. I mean, this thing spirals almost like drawing an expanding spiral on a map. You just draw a circle and start making it bigger and bigger. You start ensnaring all these nations. Oh, you get to, you know, you start with Israel, and then you hit Turkey, and you hit Lebanon, and then You keep sketching out, boom, Syria, then Iran, and it just gets bigger and bigger. As everybody wants retaliation because everybody knows somebody who was murdered by the other side. And everybody wants to murder more of the other side to compensate for the losses that they experience on their side. And so for every one you murdered here, we're gonna murder two. And then that side, for every two that you murdered, we're gonna murder four. And back and forth, we're gonna murder eight. Just, it doubles and it doubles and it doubles until somebody launches nukes. And this is the cycle of violence that Israel is feeding into. And Israel, I'm sorry to say, because I am in no way an enemy of Israel, but Israel's lost its mind. Literally lost its mind, lost its rationality, lost its reason. And if Israel pursues these policies of ethnic cleansing and genocide in the Gaza Strip, which is exactly what they have announced that they intend to do, that in fact, they've begun it with the siege, then this is going to, it's going to involve Hezbollah. It's going to involve Lebanon. It's going to involve Turkey, Syria, eventually Iran. This will spiral into biblical end times scenarios of Armageddon. And Israel will be lucky to survive. If they don't allow cooler heads to prevail right now and realize that you can't slaughter 2 million civilians because a few hundred terrorists slaughtered Israeli children and women. If they don't realize that, they're going to set in motion a series of events that can lead to the end of Israel. And you can tell me, well, the Bible says that God returns and saves Israel. Well, except God doesn't save nations that have rejected him, does he? And Israel has rejected God. Israel has become a mostly secular nation infiltrated by Satanists and demons, promoting abortion, promoting child mutilations, the LGBT agenda. Israel has turned from God. This is one of the reasons I think some of this has unfolded, because God's protection is no longer enveloping Israel. And unless Israel, and frankly the United States as well, unless these nations turn back to God and embrace God, and ask for repentance and forgiveness for their sins against children, then God shall not grant them protection. And I ask you, yes, Hamas slaughtered Israeli children. How many Israeli children were slaughtered by Israeli abortionists? No one dares ask that question. I mean, you talk about, oh, Hamas cut off the heads of babies. You know, that's exactly the procedure that is done by the FDA in the United States. When organ harvesting babies' heads at Planned Parenthood abortion centers, you know, they cut off the heads of the babies. Did you know that? So you could be all horrified. Oh, Hamas cut off heads of babies. Why aren't you horrified that Planned Parenthood is doing it? That the FDA is doing it in America, and that the Israeli government condones abortion? Why aren't you angry about that, huh? If it's terrorism to cut the heads off babies, it's also terrorism when the government allows that to happen, isn't it? But oh no, you won't. No one wants to talk about that, because killing your own babies is okay when you're Israeli, but Hamas killing your babies is that's terrorism, but not terrorism when we do it to our own babies, you see? Because these people are demon infested, that's why. The demonic infestation sadly has infiltrated many nations and many groups, probably including Hamas, by the way, but most definitely also including elements of the Israeli government and the United States government, and clearly the Canadian government and so on, European governments. These are demons. And I say universally, all violence against children is wrong, including vaccine violence, chemical violence, genital mutilation violence. LGBT violence against children is also an act of terrorism. To slice and dice the genitals of children, as Democrats do in America, and surgeons and hospitals in America. I mean, Even Hamas didn't cut off the genitalia of children. They beheaded them. But to really go full demonic against children takes a Democrat, a leftist, a transgender pusher, worse than Hamas. There are indeed terrorists in our society, and many of them are surgeons who work at hospitals who mutilate children for profit. So this bloodlust that you are seeing, this outrage against Hamas, it is notably selective, because many of those people have no outrage against other child murderers and child mutilators, only against Hamas, which, again, what Hamas did was horrific, animalistic, barbaric, demonic. But they're not the only ones doing such things, are they? Corporate media is happy to show you photos of what Hamas has done to Israeli children. They will never show you photos and videos of what abortion centers do to children in America, will they? Never. In fact, if you acquire such photos and videos, you will be criminally indicted by the state of California, as has already happened, because they have to cover up those crimes against humanity. They have to cover up abortion terrorism. Can't let the people see what really happens behind closed doors. Organ harvesting operations in America, humanized mice experiments with fetal cells. Hamas has done horrific things to Israel and to other people as well. But Hamas, by the way, did not build a biological weapon and weaponize it and unleash it on the world. Hamas did not tell 330 million Americans to take a vaccine that was an engineered bioweapon designed to kill them. Hamas did not vaccinate Israelis with a deadly bioweapon also designed to kill them. The Israeli government did that. The same government that disarmed the Israeli people to make sure that they could be mass murdered by Hamas. And then the Israeli government ordered their intelligence services to stand down and allow the attack to happen. So who is evil? Who's really evil here? Yes, Hamas, what they did is evil. The Israeli government allowing it to happen, also evil. The Israeli government deploying vaccine bioweapons against their own populations, pure evil, genocidal. So do not be surprised. Do not be surprised by what you are about to witness, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing against millions of civilians being carried out by the Israeli government, because the Israeli government is run by demonic infested entities that despise human beings and have already mass murdered their own people. And now they plan to mass murder Palestinians on top of it. This is pure Satanism run amok. That's the truth that you won't hear reported anywhere in the corporate media, because it's all lies and propaganda in the corporate media, justifying the bloodlust, the mass killing of yet more innocent people whose blood will be spilled on the land that once was all Palestinian, by the way. You will not hear the truth about any of this in the corporate media. May God help us all. May God help us all. And may we pray for repentance and forgiveness and peace. For without God, we are all sadly on a collision course with hell on earth. And I pray that we can stop it. Thank you for listening. Take care.